Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, June 13th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dean Orlando. Here's what's making headlines. Apple shares continue to soar, bringing apples to school, Apple in the Middle East, and can I have some SketchUp with that? Apple computer shares jumped this morning after an analyst predicted the company could have a breakout fourth quarter. Though iPod sales toned down a little in early spring, sales jumped right back up again due to graduation gift giving. But September promises an even bigger hike in sales when students head back to school sporting their new MacBooks and MacBook Pros. Analysts believe that Apple will benefit from their bootcamp software, which allows Macs to run Windows operating systems. And a recent AP survey confirms that belief when it showed that 8% of Windows users would switch over to Apple as soon as the Mac ran Windows. An Apple store has opened in Abu Dhabi. This is the second store to open in the UAE this year. Since Apple's union with Arab Business Machines, Apple has expanded its retail presence in the Middle East. They now have outlets in Egypt, the UAE, and Kuwait. The new Abu Dhabi store features the entire Apple product portfolio of hardware and software. Arabian Business Machines general manager Abu Rostam said, "It was inevitable that Abu Dhabi would get its own Apple center." Arabian Business Machines has released many new Apple products in the Middle East, including the Mac Mini and the iPod Hi-Fi. Apple is expanding in the U.S. as well, as it is set to open a new retail outlet. This time, it's in Houston, Texas. The store will open to the public for the first time on Saturday, June 17th, and Apple is giving the first 1,000 people a chance to win its digital lifestyle collection. This is valued at $2,229, and the winner will receive a 17-inch flat panel Intel Core Duo iMac, an iPod Nano, a Canon PowerShot digital camera, a Sony Handycam, and an HP DeskJet printer. Coming up, how many apples does it take to satisfy a school district? When Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Micromat has announced that it's close to releasing TechTool Pro 4.5, which is the universal binary version of TechTool Pro that will run on both Intel and PowerPC-based Macs. It supports the hardware changes introduced to the Macintosh platform with the introduction of the new Macintel chipsets. All of the features of the program that were previously available for PowerPC-based Macs will now be available for Intel-based Macs as well. This includes the eDrive feature of the program. In addition to universal binary support, the new release will also include some significant program enhancements, including improved disk controller test routines. TechTool Pro 4.5.1 will begin shipping in early July 2006. The Fond du Lac Computer District is moving ahead with projects to improve their schools. They are borrowing $8.76 million in all to replace roofs, replace bleachers, and to upgrade their technology labs. The school district is purchasing close to $58,000 worth of Apple eMac computers, which is equal to 90 computers in all. These computers will be purchased this summer and dispersed to three elementary school computer labs. Technical coordinator Jeff Rudinger said, "We purchased directly from the Apple company because we are an educational institution. We ultimately get the best price." A total of $995,000 in referendum money is assigned to update the district's technology needs. Each computer, which costs about $649, will replace an outdated computer in the school's tech lab. The older lab computers will be moved into classrooms, and the 8 to 9 year old classroom computers will be disposed of, thankfully, by Badger State Industries. Replacement of the computers in all the elementary labs should be completed by the summer of 2007. Today, Microsoft released Microsoft Office 2004 for Mac 11.2.4 update. This is the latest version of the company's productivity software. Microsoft says the update release will fix vulnerabilities in Office 2004 for Mac that an attacker can use to overwrite the contents of your computer's memory with malicious code. The update also fixes issues with Microsoft PowerPoint 2004 and Entourage 2004, and it includes all the improvements released in all previous Office 2004 updates. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.